So while in Austria last month, traveling through Austria, I finished on a high note. I spent one day roasting with Fürth Café just outside of Vienna, just very close to the airport near Schwechat. And for those who probably don't know yet, Fürth Café is actually my brother who has got a roasting business in Austria. And I always try and get one day of roasting in when I'm there with him, and then he drops me off at the airport. And so we had another beautiful day. But I met another gentleman from the neighboring village who fell in love with Ethiopia. The reason being that he and his wife and their farmers, they adopted a little girl from Ethiopia. And then I guess they traveled to Ethiopia when they kind of did all that and fell in love with Ethiopian coffee. But not all of Ethiopian coffee. They are honing in on Kaffa Forest. And this particular gentleman opened a coffee business himself, just purely dealing with Kaffa Forest. Zwickel Café it is. And he befriended my brother. And first my brother roasted the coffee for him, which he's selling quite successfully. But he was interested in roasting himself. So my brother taught him a little bit about roasting. And he had a go at roasting. And I assisted him roasting his particular Kaffa Forest from a co-op with. And what he is really, really passionate about is that all his coffee is wild. It's grown wild. And I can't imagine what that must look like when you travel through areas in Ethiopia and you just come across wild coffee. And there's a lot of farmers from this particular co-op, and I forget the name now of that co-op, that just deliver all their crops and coffees to that milling station. And Mr. Zwickelsberger, I think it is, or Zwickelsdorfer, I can't remember. Let's just call him Mr. Zwickel, because that's what his coffee is known as. Zwickel Coffee, Kaffa Forest. And so it was interesting to kind of watch him and see how somebody who's getting into roasting just finds that whole process so exciting. And he is no exception to that. So he roasted quite a few batches on the coffee tool roaster that Fürth Café has. It's handmade in Greece, and it's really a very sophisticated roaster. Now that I've encountered quite a few different roasters, the machines I'm talking about now, I can really appreciate all the nuances and additions that this particular roaster has. But maybe we'll go into more details about that particular roaster in another recording. But back to Zwickel Café and the Kaffa Forest. So very interesting. Of course, he gave me a bag, and it's just a week off the roast since yesterday. And I've experimented with it a little bit. And the Kaffa Forest, I've had Kaffa Forest coffees before, but obviously it's also a big region, and it's got a very distinct taste. It's very difficult to kind of pinpoint for me. And I've extracted it on the R58 as an espresso, as a latte for my latte specialist here in the house at Coffee Mambo Jumbo's HQ. Cuts beautifully. Milk cuts beautifully through it. Let me just give put this kind of out immediately. But me not liking milk so much, always kind of taste the espresso first and add a bit of milk, macchiato, piccolo. So macchiato, really just a tiny bit of milk, piccolo, just a little bit more milk, but nowhere near a flat white. I like to kind of feel the taste of coffee. I'm not so keen on milk. And this coffee has a very distinct taste. I try and kind of, in my memory bank, think of what could it resemble. It's very distinct, so possibly doesn't resemble to anything. If anything, maybe licorice. That's what I've still got in my mouth, and it's been about 10 minutes since I've had my last sip, and that just inspired me to pick up the Audioboo recorder and just, tell you about it, because it's really quite distinct. And the other thing, assisting him roasting, watching him roast, was really interesting. So again, these coffee beans come from various farmers, all wildly grown, and looking at the beans here, taking them out of the bag, very nicely uniformed, roasted, not too dark, but yet, and it's got no shine on it, so quite matte and a lovely finish. But still, when you extract it, it's very dark, it's very thick, it's also quite rich. And the beans, totally different sizes. There are long ones. There are smaller ones. There are medium-sized ones. They just look very different, all of them. And the other funny thing was, is that even in the roasting process, we picked out a few beans that still had their hulls on it. So I don't know how good that cooperative is. If I say good, obviously that's with a pinch of salt. Of course, they're very good. But it's quite funny that some beans could kind of slip through the keen eyes of people there and still reach those exporting bags of green coffee still in the hull. It's quite funny. And even it got roasted in the hull, and then we just kind of took it off, and the bean was perfectly roasted, although it was still hulled. So I don't know, it made me think of maybe wouldn't it be an amazing experiment to just get hulled coffee, obviously very dry, with that last skin on it, and just roast it and see if it makes any difference in the cup. That would be quite interesting. But all in all, so what I want to say, Kaffa Forest, another lovely Ethiopian coffee, very strong coffee. If I say strong, I don't know if it's got more caffeine, and that's not what I mean by strong. What I mean by strong is a strong taste, a taste that really stays, and very distinct. So, yeah, I mean, he loves this coffee. That's all he deals with. Zwickel Café, Austria, Kaffa Forest. That's where his passion lies. So well done for your first roast here, yeah. It's lovely. It's an acquired taste. And as we know, coffee has so many different notes that we can explore. But again, what fascinates me more and more is that within the same country, you've got so many different coffees. And in fact, I also say this because Fütkafe gave me a bag of the Limu, another Ethiopian coffee. And it's beautiful, totally different taste. I've had it as an espresso as well. I've also done a cold brew with it. I've done a V60 with it. And it's just beautiful, totally different. Well, I rave on about Ethiopian coffees, and gosh, if you go to Guatemala, there's also so many different coffees within a country. So, yeah, I don't know. I know I'm repeating myself, just raving about coffee, but there's a good reason for it.